Hi, I'm Dr. Earl Medill. As a pharmacist, I know you're paying too much for GLP-1 meds. Not anymore. You now can finance at $69 or $99 a month. Just go to takeitoff.com, all one word, click on the orange button. It'll connect you to Oh My Olivia, answer a few questions, and you're on your way to losing weight, feeling great. You deserve it. Welcome to Take It Off. Weight, that is.
And losing it all, taking everything off for good.
By the way, it's not a diet.
Yeah.
You know why? I hate the word diet because it starts with die. Nobody wants a diet. Nobody wants to check their calories. We've got the solution that makes it simple, that is easy to take, and like you say, it'll take it off.
That's correct.
I'm Dr. Earl Medill. I'm a pharmacist, an herbalist. I have a PhD in nutrition and 65 books on health, nutrition, etc. A couple of them are on the table there, the Dr. Earl Medill's Vitamin Bible and Dr. Earl Medill's Herb Bible. I've spent my life trying to help people to be well and to stay well. And one of the big problems, Gail, as you know, in this country is that 75%, it's hard to believe, but 75% of Americans are overweight and 40% of them are obese.
And that's what we want to talk about. Yes, and I'm Gail Medill, and I was a student in psychology and social work, and I did behavior modification. I taught the courses.
Weight loss.
Weight loss behavior modification for a couple of years. But I want to tell you my story.
Well, let's wait.
You're going to wait for my story?
We want to hear your story, but let me just say this. Here's the whole thing. It's a miraculous medication called GLP-1.
Yeah.
And what it does, basically...
All right, tell me what it does, because then I'll tell you what it did for me.
It was a fluke. It came out for one purpose, and they found that people were losing weight. So they now have the authorization to call it a weight loss. Number one, it helps to basically, and this GLP-1 is secreted after you eat. So it secretes insulin, which means that you don't have the problem with the sugar jag. Because most people, if they get up at irregular hours, their blood sugar drops at 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 4 o'clock in the afternoon, as well as 8 and 10 at night. And if they stay up late enough, midnight, that's where that whole idea of snacking. We become a nation of snackers. So it helps to keep the blood sugar nice and even. Secondly, it's definitely against people overeating. And thirdly, and this is kind of important, it slows the food from when you eat in the stomach to go through the gastrointestinal tract. So you feel satiated longer.
You know, I have to tell you, the most important thing that I found with GLP-1 is that, you know, that need to eat, that brain, you're saying, I'm hungry, I need it, I want it.
The voices.
The right. Voices. Right. Okay, I want to talk about what my experience was, because...
All right, well, absolutely. Tell us, what's your story?
Yeah, I've been yo-yo dieting for a long time. I hate to say how old I am, but let's just say since I was 14 until 2021, I did everything. I did Atkins. I did Pritikin.
Every known diet.
Every known diet. I did aversion therapy. I don't even know if you remember this. I loved See's candy. So they would show me See's candy and then do electric shock. Okay. then I did cabbage soup diet. I did everything.
See,
everything.
All those diets, even if the ones that work for a short period of time, they've shown that within a year, people
gain it back. Hello.
Or more weight than they did before.
Hello.
So that's why this is not a diet. This is a solution to the problem because it gets to the cause of the problem, not treat the symptoms.
Well, let me explain. Remember, one of the things that I did try that went to this doctor, and in the 80s, he charged $300. Do you remember that?
Oh,
you got so mad at me. Okay. And guess what he was talking about? Do you remember what he was talking about?
Water.
Water.
Which, by the way, is we'll be talking in our podcast about behavior modification. Yeah. You'll be able to tell him. And also, by the way, every podcast we do, we call the Mindell Health Minute, will give you information that you can use today, right now, to help you to overcome the weight gain afterwards.
Yeah, but I want to talk about why everything changed for me.
Okay.
In 2021, I was so heavy. I can barely walk. By the way, I've had 2 knee replacements and a hip replacement.
Because, so you're bionic.
I'm bionic because I was so overweight. And I did not like myself. I was hiding in pictures for a good majority of our married life with my children and then with my grandchildren. I did not like the way I looked. So in 2021, I went to the doctor and he said, Gail, you have very high blood pressure. You have very high cholesterol. Your BMI is just off the charts. He said, I'm going to put you on the medication that is now out, semaglutide. And right. I said, no. I can do it on my own.
By injection, the semaglutide and the tirzepatide. But we're going to bring out something revolutionary.
Very revolutionary. But so what happened was I did lose about 15 pounds. Mm-hmm. And I started doing the crazies. I call it the crazies. It's the food noise. And that's why I love the GLP-1 because it quiets the food noise. So what happened was I gained all that weight back and I went back to him and I said, okay, let me try. It was semaglutide at that time, Ozempic. And the difference was amazing. Do you remember when I would go to that market the one that we love, that they're all very friendly and show you where everything
is. Unlimited amount of sugar.
Okay, there's sweets all over the place, right. And there's chocolates all over the market. I would go in with you. I would go in with you. And what would I do? I would
go for that first.
And what would you say to me?
You don't need it.
And what would I say to you?
Yes, I do.
And what else did I say?
I want it. Right.
I want it.
By the way, Gail, I don't know if you know, but there's a natural chemical in chocolates called phenylethylamine, PEA for short, that's found in high concentrations in people in love.
No kidding.
That's why women love chocolate. That's why.
Okay. But it wasn't something I wanted to do. I felt compelled. But when
I was addicted.
No kidding. But when I started taking the Ozempic and then tirzepatide, guess what happened? I would walk into that market. I'm almost starting to cry now because this actually made me cry because I didn't realize how bad things were with me. Anyway, I walked past after taking that medication.
It didn't mean anything.
Right. So you saw, and I start, and I went, I just passed that cake that I like. By the way, remember when I would get the cake, that sheet cake, that little sheet cake thing, and I would start taking one piece, then it would add, then another piece.
And before you know it was gone.
And it was all gone. And then you would say,
what happened?
I wanted a piece of the cake. And I said, what cake?
Too late.
What cake?
Too late.
Okay. But when you take this GLP-1, it quiets the food noise. And I think for me, that was the most important thing that happened.
Yeah.
And then I really started losing weight. And I started losing it rapidly. And then what happened was I got into exercise, walking, because I couldn't walk half a block.
It all helps. But, this is important for people to understand. People say, well, all right, big deal. People are overweight, obese. The chances of you getting type 2 diabetes it's out of control in this country. High blood pressure, as you mentioned, stroke, congestive heart failure. We think even Alzheimer's, they're not sure, they're doing research on it, but they think that Alzheimer's you're more prone to it. And it's pretty pathetic when you think that all these, and even some types of cancer, not all types of cancer, but some types of cancer seem to be more conducive to be there people who are obese.
Here's a major point, too, because, you know, there's breast cancer in my family. Big time. Well,
breast cancer and colon cancer.
And they would tell me all the time, Gail, lose weight. This is very dangerous. Gail, lose weight. And I had all the motivation. I wanted to do it. There was just that the food noise, that it just kept me going back and forth with my weight.
Once again,
lose a little, gain it back. Lose a little, gain it back.
You were addicted. But here's something revolutionary, and you have it right here, that is pretty exclusive.
Yeah.
We've found a way of getting the semi-glutide into a spray container.
Yes.
Where you actually, a couple of pumps under the tongue, you hold it for 30 seconds. You use it about twice a day, 5 or 10 minutes before lunch and dinner. Show them what you.
Yeah, it's after you're on the shot.
Yeah, it could be a transition type thing, or it could be for people who don't want to lose.
Do you know how easy this is?
It's unbelievable.
This is what's helping me because
it's helping me too. I'm using.
You don't need it. Why are you using my thin? We stop using my thin.
By the way, that's what it's called. Thin.
And you partnered with My Olivia. Talk a little bit about that, because My Olivia, O-H, My Olivia.
Oh, My Olivia is our sponsor.
Yeah.
When you go onto the web, take it off, mention it to them that you are on that, you're from the website, you'll get a discount.
Takeitoff.com.
And no... Yeah. No shipping or anything.
And 10%. By the way, it's 10% off.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about this because this has really helped me.
Well, show them how easy it is. Try it.
Well, I'm not going to do it now. But
you just put it under the tongue.
Just put it under the tongue.
A couple of one or two.
And I keep it in my purse.
Yeah.
And
This is used daily, by the way.
I know. Wait. I want to just tell you something. No one else has this.
No.
No. Okay. This is so amazing. Because after the shots, there people are telling me, oh, you're going to gain it back. You're going to gain it back. You're going to gain it back.
Well, remember.
Now I sound like my grandchildren.
The other two ways, by injection, there is an oral form, but it's not very good. See, this by under the tongue, you have all kinds of blood vessels called capillaries that go directly into this bloodstream without going through the stomach. So that's why it's absorbed very well.
I have a superpower. You know what that superpower is? It's called Thin. This you do after the GLP-1 shots. This is Thin. You do not have to refrigerate this. It's not a shot. Two sprays under the tongue before lunch and before dinner. Put it in your pocket. Put it in your purse. It's from Oh My Olivia. No one else has it. It's amazing. Go to Take It Off. Click on the orange button. Takes you to Oh My Olivia. Then at checkout, put Take It Off for 10% off of Thin. And by the way, they have thinner and thinnest. You've got nothing to lose again but weight. And you can keep it off with Thin. You know, we were talking about why does it work?
Well, it's called a mechanism of action.
Okay, because I'm not understanding how GLP-1 works. Okay.
Pharmacologically, and I'm a pharmacist, of course.
Yeah.
The mechanism of action is that GLP-1 is actually secreted by the body after you eat. It definitely decreases the amount of shall we say, that you're not hungry.
Yeah.
So it decreases your appetite. And secondly, it actually preserves it so that you don't need blood sugar level is much more stable.
And it
so
works,
that's a mechanism.
And it works.
Well, on, also, by the way, it's true.
On there's the brain, a, because...
In the brain,
that's
there is a... GLP-1 connects all through the body, but in the brain. And the brain, of course, is the secret of success, because if you feel satiated, if you feel full longer, you're not going to eat.
And not only that, you don't feel that push. I mean, this is truly amazing. We can go into that market now. And I don't feel that push to go to the sweets. In fact, I'm eating the vegetables and the fruits. And I mean, we could share what your basket, the things that you put in the basket and I put in. And this is like unbelievable when we're talking about.
By the way,
I had just all chocolate.
If you want to have an interesting experience, next time you're at a supermarket, stand by the checkout and see what people are putting through the machine. Nothing's real.
I know.
It's all ultra
processed.
And that's the number one problem in the country, that we're eating ultra processed foods. You can go into one of the fast food restaurants and order a burger, put it away for 2 years. Nothing happens. It doesn't disintegrate.
It's scary. That is so scary.
The organisms won't eat something that has nothing in it.
That is so scary.
And the number one cause, this will blow people's mind, number one cause of being overweight in this country is potato chips.
See, I don't like potato chips. Thank God there's something.
Well,
yeah,
because they put MSG, which is a so-called flavor enhancer, and they use disodium inositate. What's that?
What is that?
Well, interesting. Sodium inositate is found naturally in popcorn. Have you ever seen people eat popcorn?
Yeah, remember we went to the show and that guy had that huge tub.
They had
remember?
Such, I yeah. couldn't believe the size. The next size comes with a wheelbarrow. I mean, it's unbelievable. People are eating this stuff and they can't stop.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they put it into the potato chips, so that you can stop eating. But people don't realize we become a nation of snackers, and we're snacking on ultra-processed foods that are high in salt, high in sugar, high in the wrong oils and fats. So no wonder, and of course, high in calories, no wonder we are so overweight.
You know what I wanted to talk about, too, because we're talking that you're going to do the nutrition part and that I'll do the behavior modification part.
Right.
So I wanted to talk.
Give us an idea. Give me one behavior modification.
Okay.
Idea.
About the emotional eating, because this is major, because we eat when we're sad. We eat when we're happy. We eat when we're going to a party. We eat at a funeral, unfortunately. We eat at every occasion. We eat because we're with our grandchildren and we snack over. Sometimes when they don't finish their foods, we eat their foods, the grandchildren, our children. Right. So we're eating for a lot of different reasons. Are we eating when we're hungry? No, a lot of the time.
We'll talk about that later on.
We'll talk about in the next podcast.
How you can overcome that and learn to eat when you're hungry.
When your stomach is hungry, not when your emotions. So what you're going to love this part. You're going to love this. So what I tell people is it's a 3-second rule. Okay, I knew it. Okay. This is not when we're having an argument. This is, okay, see, that's Earl's thing with 3-second rule. But when I tell people, when you see something that you say, like I used to say,
yeah.
I need it, I want it, and I want it now.
Think about it.
Take
delay for 3 seconds.
That's right. And then take a couple of breaths in, out, in, out, and then think, what's going on? Why? What?
Do
I really want this? And is it because I'm mad at my husband? I had a fight at work. What's going on? Because I used to use food to reward myself.
Absolutely.
And because
they call it comfort. Why do they call it comfort food?
Because it's comfort food.
And if you notice, the comfort foods are all
in fat, high fat,
ultra
processed. Yeah, but so I wanted to tell people that you can control what you put in your body, because I now control what I put in my body, and I could cry about that, because food was controlling me. I felt it was controlling me. It was calling me. It doesn't call me because of semaglutide and tirzepatide.
You know, I think this is a good time. I want to bring out, I do what I call the Mindell Health Minute.
And that'll be on our podcast.
That'll be on our podcast.
Take it off.
Here's one of them that I just did. Foods that make you feel full. Now, why is that important? When you feel full, that means that your appetite is satiated. You don't eat anymore. Example, oats, eggs, legumes, Greek yogurt, your favorite.
Yeah.
Make sure it says Greek on it.
Yeah. Okay, Earl, remember you bought me the yogurt.
Heaven forbid.
Yeah.
Avocados. Another, people say, well, that's high fat. Yeah, but the right fats.
Yeah.
Nuts and seeds.
Yes.
Which are high in protein, by the way.
Yes.
And high water content veggies. Now, naturally, we mentioned that about water. That'll be one of the behavior modification.
And they don't have to pay $300 like I did to learn about drinking water.
Think about it.
I can't believe
I'll
did that.
I'll bet you that if you ask anybody who's overweight how much water they drink, they'll say, I don't drink water. See, appetite comes in waves. And you'll probably notice you're hungry, then you get busy. Oh, I forgot to eat. It goes away, but then it comes back.
Yeah.
So a lot of times that you think you're hungry, you're really dehydrated. You're really thirsty. So by just drinking some, I'm talking about clean water.
Yep.
Not diet.
Diet Coke. Oh my goodness. God. Okay,
Gil, there's been research studies showing that diet soda actually, and all these artificial sweeteners, cause you to eat more.
No kidding. All right, now?
You know why?
Okay, yeah, why? Why? And then I'll tell
because
you.
Because the brain says, hey, I'm getting some sugar, but it's not sugar. So it's going to compensate by eating more later.
Okay, well, I want to tell you. Remember when I was drinking Diet Coke with chocolate cake, it was always chocolate. It was cookies. It was candy. I would drink Diet Coke, and you would look at me and say, "What are you doing?" And I'd say, "I'm doing what I want to do." And then, like a child. And then you were telling me about the Diet Coke being not only addictive,
diet soda or artificial. Artificial, and if you notice, everything is artificial. They'll say zero calories, and you look on the label, there's two or three different types of artificial.
But it's got all kind of stuff you can't even pronounce. You can't pronounce it.
That's a good rule of thumb, by the way. When you're reading a label, if you can't understand it or can't pronounce it, don't eat it.
Yeah.
In fact,
drink it.
There's a lot of products that people are buying. They're better off to eat the container. The bag, that's at least got some fiber than what's inside. It's called the standard American diet, or SAD.
Okay.
More like pathetic. I call it the Twinkie Ding Dong Donut, Pizza Prozac Pepsi, Potato Chip Pretzel Diet. How do you like that one?
Oh, my God.
That pretty well
it sums pretty up sums people. It up. And do you remember, okay, now that I'm in front of everybody, and it's all a confessional. The hostess, what was it called? Those hostess snowballs. I would drive you crazy. When I was doing all my candy and cookies and stuff, I would go by the hostess snowballs.
Artificial color. And
you really then flipped out.
Terrible.
But guess what? It was my childhood coming back. They were like these white fluffy balls. Now they changed it. So I'm so glad I'm not into that stuff anymore. They're orange or something or pink, but they were white, fluffy, and they were bigger. And I that's from my childhood. And I was remembering that a lot of this stuff came from my mother, who thought it was too thin, and giving me chocolate. Yeah. I could be on the couch right now talking about all this.
We're sugarolics.
Yeah.
When we are young, we are rewarded if we do something well with what?
Candy.
Ice cream, candy, cakes, pies. Yeah. And if we're bad little boys,
you can't have dessert.
You can't have your dessert. You're right. So,
well, we never did that. No, you and I never did that.
But that's the way you're brought up to think that if you're good, you can have comfort foods, et cetera. So it's amazing to think that we have to rearrange our whole mental attitude. And that's why you'll be giving all these hints, I think, behavior modification.
Well, there's small things that you can do.
Every day.
And every time we're doing a podcast, I'm going to be talking about. And I'm just going to bring one up because I love this one. And I can't operate chopsticks, but you can't. I don't know. I don't have that coordinated. But you can. And eating with chopsticks is one of the things to slow down eating. And that's what we'll be talking about.
Hey, we're running out of time. I just say that please tell your friends about our podcast. Take it off and keep it off, because we're going to give you information that you can't get anywhere else. And we're going to tell you about products that help you to overcome the noises, I call it addiction.
It is. And it's not, and people think losing weight is willpower. And I want to tell you something. I'm a strong, capable woman, as everybody I know. I couldn't do it my whole life. And I don't want people to wait until they're my age, which I may be able to tell somebody. I may be able to say later on another podcast how old I am. But just don't wait until you're my age.
All
you
right.
can do it now. And by the way, OhMyOlivia.com is sponsoring us. And they've got the most incredible products. But take it off. Our podcast, take it off. If you go to takeitoff.com.
And mention that you're on the podcast, you'll get a 10% discount and free shipping.
And take it
off. And basically, they ask you a couple of questions. Then you get a telehealth professional. And before you know it, you have the product and you're on the way.
They're the best products. And I'm so thankful for this thin. This is really a lifesaver after you do the shots, because you do the shots first. And I know people don't like.
People who don't want to do the shots.
I know some people don't like the shots, and there's the tablet there. But the thin is, if you want to lose 20 or 30 pounds, this is terrific too.
All right. We'll see you all next week.
Oh, and please be good to your body. Be good to yourself. Be the author of your own story, like I am now.
Be well.
Be well. As someone who's been a yo-yo dieter her whole life, I finally found something that actually works. It's GLP-1 with Oh My Olivia. What it does is we train your brain to think differently about food so that you make better choices and you eat less. It's a miracle. So please go to takeitoff.com, click on the orange button, it takes you to Oh My Olivia. And then at checkout, you get an extra 10% off if you do take it off. What do you got to lose but weight?